All right, back here with you on the Burns and Gambo show on this Friday, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Jordan Schultz set to join us in mere moments. We checked out his cell phone line. It wasn't the best. He's going to call us back from a landline. We're very appreciative of that. So we'll hear from him in a couple of minutes. Jordan, of course, was the one from his verified Twitter account that just set this whole day spinning off in a direction that nobody was expecting it to go in at all. When he tweeted out earlier today, breaking, the NBA is preparing for a massive story accusing Suns owner Robert Sarver of racism, sexism, and sexual harassment in a series of incidents, sources say. With enough evidence to support such claims, there's a real chance the league would forcibly remove Sarver. That tweet prompted a response from the Suns organization themselves, who no doubt have seen this report. It's not even out yet. The story has not been released yet, but I'm sure they know what the accusations
they've
are.
They've at least been asked to respond to the allegations. They may have nobody. They probably didn't see the story, but they were probably asked to respond to, you know, to allegations that will be in there.
All right, let's go to the genesis of all this. And joining us right now on the 72 Sold Sports Line, and we welcome back to the show Jordan Schultz, at Schultz _ report on Twitter, hosts his own podcasts, the Pull-Up Pod with CJ McCollum, used to work at Yahoo Sports. Jordan, welcome back to the show. Thank you for your time.
My pleasure, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Well, yeah, blockbuster story that we're all bracing to see and waiting for. Yeah. My first question would be, I mean, it's not your story, so how did you get wind of this?
Well, I think one of the things that's worth noting is that, you know, over the last, I would say 2 years with Robert Sarver, there had been an increasing number of behind-the-scenes, you know, conversations around among league circles that, you know, this is not an owner that we want, and this is how owners talk. This is not someone we want in the league. It's not dissimilar to what happened with Donald Sterling years back. And, you know, Sarver, when he bought the team, you know, he bought it at a reduced price. We've all seen the numbers. It's worth almost $2 billion now. There's no question that he's going to fight to hold on to this team. But I've been told over the last 48 hours that there is going to be a massive story. And you saw the response from him and the Suns regarding sexual misconduct, racism, sexism, all forms of bigotry that the league simply will not tolerate, that we know Adam Silver will not tolerate, and that, you know, it's really going to be a bombshell. And I think it will be. I don't know the exact timing of when the story is going to be released, but it will be sooner than later, that's for sure.
Is it going to be an ESPN story? Is that what you're expecting?
Yes, yes. And I didn't include that in the tweet, my original one, but I can assure you that that's what it is. And there are, I mean, I've been told anywhere from 50 to 100 people on record disparaging Robert Sarver's character. And you saw how quickly the organization turned around their response. In other words, there's no doubt that they were bracing for that article and that they had it ready. And, you know, perhaps my report expedited it. But, you know, they know what's coming. I think the players, to a degree, know what's coming, although maybe not at this level. And, you know, in the last, obviously, you can imagine the last few hours, I've been, you know, talking to people around the league, and I asked everyone the same question. Are you surprised that this is going to go down and that Robert Sarver's character is being attacked at this level? And every single person, multiple front offices, said no.
You know, I mean, I understand he has enemies. And anybody public like that has enemies. It's hard not to have enemies at that level. I understand that. But if you're going to put those type of accusations out there, whew, you better be right. I mean, you better have some proof. I understand. I've been speaking with a bunch of former employees and current employees, said over 50 plus were interviewed for this story. Do you know if any will be on the record or will it be anonymous sources?
Yes. No, I do. I do. And a lot of it I have to protect, but I will tell you that I know Earl Watson will be on the record in that story. And I think... Suns fans, are you guys aware of what happened with him and Rich Paul? Is that well known with the Suns?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, in other words, the tip of the iceberg with what he's dealing with. There are many employees, and Ryan McDonough, I was told by two different people, is on the record, and obviously, you know, his exit was not very good either. And obviously, Robert Sarver is going to have enemies, and every owner has enemies. But this is at a different level, and I. you know, it's very early, but I would be surprised if the league wasn't forced to step in, especially given how we saw Adam Silver, how they handled it with Donald Sterling, wasn't forced to step in and really make a statement here in the coming weeks and months.
Yeah, Jordan Schultz joining us here on the Burns and Gambo show. It was his tweet that kind of got the ball rolling all day long for this conversation that we've been having. The thing that is I can't get out of my head, and maybe I'm just being stubborn like a dog with a bone here, but I'm trying to – we haven't even seen the report yet. I mean, like, we don't – you probably know some of the details of it, and some of it you can share and some of it you can't. But having not even seen the report yet, and we've already made the leap to, wow, this might get him kicked out of the league. I mean, that's
a big leap. Yep.
That to me is the leap that I'm okay, man. It must be pretty serious stuff, because this report hasn't even been published yet by ESPN, and we're already talking about it could have those ramifications. How do you sort of weigh that?
I'm telling you, this report is a monster. It's as bad as you think it might be. For us to be having this conversation, it's worse. When I was told about some of the things that are going to surface in this report, including sexual harassment, it is jaw dropping. And there's just no way that with all of these people on the record, men and women, that he's going to be able to survive this in my eyes.
Do you know if any of these allegations were complaints filed with the Suns, reports with the police department, with the NBA? Do you know? I mean, again, these are strong allegations. I mean, I'm just curious if anybody is going to say now that this happened to me. Did they report it at the time?
I don't know, and this is just full transparency. I don't know if there were police reports filed, and I'm not sure to what extent the Suns, if there was any cover-up. What I was told was that there has been a, you know, kind of a sweep under the rug culture that he has fostered. And as he, in his mind, has gained more power over the last few years, that he has felt almost invincible when it comes to this type of thing.
Yeah.
I wish I had more. I really do. And there are certain things I would love to say that I just can't.
I understand.
But I'm telling you, this is a really it's incredibly damning.
The Earl, what you brought up Earl Watson, so let's just talk about that, because he did encourage Earl to fire Rich Paul. That is the story. But at that point there wasn't anything about racism involved in that. It was just an owner encouraging a coach to get rid of an agent that they were having issues with.
So yeah, here's what I can expand on with that is that. Robert Sarver told Earl, who was obviously a young coach at the time, and he felt like he could bully. He said, "If you don't fire Rich Paul in the next 10 days, I'm going to fire you." And that was a tough one for Earl, because in his mind, he felt like it was, if you don't fire your black agent, then I'm going to have to fire you. And the thought process was that. And this is from Earl. And this is my understanding from Earl's camp, is that he didn't want to have to deal with. Sarver didn't want to feel like he was being strong-armed by people of color, and that again goes to him fostering this incredible amount of racism in that building.
But that's speculation, isn't it?
I know you saw what James Jones said, and you know, it's great that he hasn't experienced that to his knowledge. But there are many people in that building that have.
I mean, just to follow up, because again, these accusations are strong, and if they're reliable, great. If not, you know, then we'll find out. But was anything said that he's a black agent? We don't like black agents, because I mean, we can't just assume that he wanted Rich Paul fired because he was black. I mean, I'm sure that they've had problems with other agents that weren't black. So I'm just asking, like, did you get any gist that there was racial tones in the conversations?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't have a direct, he said this, but yes.
And again, we should be pointing out, and this is kind of what we started the conversation with, your reporting is that the NBA is bracing for this
report.
The NBA
report. Is very aware.
I mean, you're not the author of the report. You're not the one who has conducted the interviews for the report. You're just the one passing along the news. Hey, the NBA is very aware this is about to come out, and the NBA is braced for it. So I guess my last question for you, at least from my end, would be, has to your knowledge, has the NBA already begun investigating some of the things that are in the report, even though the report isn't out yet? Or will they wait until the report comes out before they start independently investigating some of these things?
What I was told last night, I asked that very same question. What I was told last night was the NBA is very aware of it. They have not begun investigating it, and they wanted to wait until the story came out with everybody on record. And that might not be true. I mean, I'm a reporter, so there's not necessarily saying that whoever this – I'm not saying that this is necessarily true. I mean, I've been lied to many times, and it's very possible that the NBA – has already investigated, but it was my understanding going into today that the league had not begun.
What?
And, you know, it's such a shame. I know it is, because the organization is finally so healthy from a win-loss standpoint. You have all this young talent, and I wish it wasn't the case. I really do.
They had enough evidence to push out the Clippers owner. He was in his 80s. Why do you feel...
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, let me just interrupt. With that, you're absolutely right. The only thing with that was, they didn't. They basically banned him, right? That it wasn't like you. I don't think they said you have to sell the team. The league just said you're banned, which basically is that. That's if you're to me, this is the type of situation that is. I mean, it's almost identical from a broad strokes scheme.
Just to check here, right? Because I'm just going to do my homework here. Is it possible that there are people that just have an agenda against? You're talking about Earl Watson was fired. You brought up Ryan's name. He was fired. I mean, I'm going to just try to check the boxes here. You know, when you've had enemies, when you've fired people, a lot of times people leave on bad terms and they're not happy and they've got an agenda and they hate you and they want to get at you. Is there any fear that these are just a lot of people that that are disgruntled over how things went when they worked here?
Well, that was when I caught wind of this, that was one of the first things I asked. But then when you start asking around and you realize the depth of it and the amount of people, I can't imagine. I'm sure there are agendas. Like, everyone has agendas in this world. But when there's that many people, both men and women, both white and black, I don't see how that the league can't act on this. Again, it's very early, and I wish I had more for you. But
sure, yeah,
this is what I got.
Let me leave. My last one is this. You mentioned that owners and they don't like him and they not want him out. My first thought was mine. I wonder if any of the minority ownership, you know, is unhappy and wants him out. But, you know, they got a new arena, basically a new arena. They got a new practice facility. Yeah. They've got two teams that just went to the finals in the Mercury and the Suns. I don't know if it's I doubt it would be the minority owners, but I don't know. But why would owners of other teams not want him involved in the NBA?
Because what happens with, you know, when we have when they have their owner meetings and they have everyone in the room, or in this case on Zoom, and they're, the owners are very specific to and very in tune with what the images of the league and how other owners and how they are being perceived, you know, as multi-billionaires, is top 1% And when Donald Sterling, even before that Donald Sterling news broke, like, everyone wanted him out. Everyone wanted George Shinn out for the same reasons with New Orleans. It's there are certain owners that other guys simply do not respond to. And there are even female owners, as we've seen. And I can tell you, I didn't even mention this, but there are, I can tell you that there is one of the reports that's going to drop, one of the parts of this report with Sarver is a very damning statement made against another female owner.
Jordan, I know it's late back there in New York City. We appreciate you coming on.
My pleasure.
Late hour back there on the East Coast.
One of these days, I'd love to come on and just talk hoops, because it's a little bit more lighthearted. So, yeah, you know, maybe soon.
Yeah, no, this was some heavy lifting today. There's no doubt. But we appreciate your time. We really do. And we will talk soon, okay?
Thanks, guys. Be good.